In 1985, director Robert Altman made a movie called O.C. and Stiggs. It was never released to movie theaters, but it's just come out on video cassette. Ken Tucker has a review.
Robert Altman, who directed hit movies like MASH and The Long Goodbye, and who has at least one dreamy masterpiece under his belt, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, has hit a bad patch. His movies in the 80s have been commercial flops. O.C. and Stiggs was deemed such a failure in advance that it's bypassed a release in theaters and gone straight to video cassette. Seeing O.C. and Stiggs, you pretty much understand why the business people involved in this project think it's doomed. Based on the National Lampoon cartoon characters created by Todd Carroll and Ted Mann, O.C. and Stiggs was undoubtedly intended by Altman to be the last word in teen movies, the film that would finish off a genre. Instead, it merely self-destructs, going up in a burst of bad jokes. In O.C. and Stiggs, Daniel H. Jenkins and Neil Barry play a pair of rowdy teenagers who spend their lives playing pranks and getting into trouble. They have a wiseacre answer to everything, but their sniping isn't funny, it's just boorishly rude. Take, for example, this bit of repartee between O.C., Stiggs, and their high school guidance counselor.
I know that there's a lot of excitement thinking about the summer and all, but I wanted to know if either of you two have given any thought to your summer plans at all. Mr. Stiggs?
Yes.
Mr. Ogilvy?
Mr. Granger? They're not really plans. It's more of a strategy.
Mm-hmm. Oliver, is it? Oliver Cromwell, Ogilvy.
Just O.C. is fine. It stands for out of control.
Mm-hmm. And you're Mark?
Yes.
Mind if I call you Mark?
Yes. I want you to call me Stiggs. It sounds more ridiculous.
Who could care about such jerks? On the surface, O.C. and Stiggs was a smart movie idea for Robert Altman. He spent his career making charmers out of raffish hooligans. Just think of Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland in MASH, Elliot Gould and George Segal in California Split, Elliot Gould and his cat in The Long Goodbye. If Altman had been able to successfully apply his buddy-buddy technique to a teen comedy, he might have come up with a box office hit. But Altman shows no particular insight into 80s kids. If anything, he seems bored and annoyed with them. He has more fun here directing veteran character actors like Paul Dooley, Louis Nye, and Dennis Hopper. In fact, this oddball casting provides O.C. and Stiggs with its chief interest. It's a sure bet that no other movie will ever include both African pop star King Sunny Ade and Tina Louise, star of Gilligan's Island. But that's all O.C. and Stiggs is, an aimless curiosity from a talented director. Other new video cassette releases include Extreme Prejudice, director Walter Hill's modern-day western starring Powers Booth and a nearly immobile Nick Nolte, and Who's That Girl, a grand flop of a screwball comedy that put a dent in the movie career of its star, Madonna.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.